upper side of South India, Karnataka, and she grew up. And then he came to Maharashtra, towards Bombay. And she was all right there. But when she went to Gujarat, you have heard the name of Gujarat? She and his two sons became old. All hair became white, full white, everything. They were like paralyzed. Then by roaming, they came to anyhow, by the help of others, to Vrindavan. Here bhakti became young, but two sons, Jnana and Vairagya, were painted and old as they were.
No improvement.
The lady was crying and weeping. I am young, but my sons, Jnana and Vairagya, are old, and their heads are all white. What to do? She was weeping bitterly. By chance, Narad came and told them, seeing weeping, why you are weeping? Who are you? So many persons were collected there, all were doing inquiry. How is it? Who are you? And lady told, weeping, that I am Bhakti, and they are my sons, Jnana and Vairagya. We have been burnt at South India. They are growing, and then went to Karnataka, then Maharashtra, and when we went to Gujarat, we became old all and like senseless. And then we came to this Vrindavan. I at once became new, young, but my two boys are yet old. What to do? Then Narad told that, don't weep. I will try to do something for them. So he recited the Ved mantra. तू पास हो गई?
अभी रेड नहीं है।
कॉपी लेगा?
अरे लाइन तो है। ये तो पास ही है अभी।
पास पास हो जाएगी तब तक ठीक से पास लाएं। शेष बनाप गोपी। हर नेम इज ललिता। ललिता का। It is also Gopi. In Gopur, it has been taken birth in Gopur. So, he recited Ved mantra, Vedanta, Upanishad, and told so many Purans, but no skin. Then he said, what to do? Then he knew that she is Bhakti and Jnana Vairagya are sons of Bhakti. Anyhow, they had become one. Bandha kar sakte
ho?
Then he told that you have been burnt at South India. South India there are bhakti, like Ramanuj, Madhvacharya and so many. So where there are bhakti
born.
They do Ekadasi, Janmashtami and so many steps, and always kirtan, always hearing. So where there is that, Samadam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Bhakti Bhakti. And in Maharashtra, in Karnataka, the birthplace of Sanatan father, very sacred place, where Tapti and Narmada and all rivers are there. There you brought up and you became of age, of
youth
and youth. And in Karnataka, where Godavari is there, Nasik is there, and where Ujjain is there, where Krishna used to reach there, with Sandeep meaning, this place, he became also some. But Gujarat is a place of rich men.
Gujarat.
And they don't care for bhakti.
What is that Maharashtra? Maharashtra? What is in Maharashtra?
Maharashtra, Nasik.
Nasik.
So something is. So, in Gujarat, anyone does not do bhakti. Always eating, drinking and in material hankering. Always. They eat pyaaj, lasun, everything. So, anyone does not care for Jnan and Vairagya or bhakti. So, she become old there. Understand? Then, they become old. Then they came to Vrindavan. Bhakti became young. Because here, all this kirtan, samad kirtan, but no one wants Jnan and Vairagya. So here Jnan Vairagya is still understanding, but bhakti became
young and fresh.
Not so fresh, but yes. Because it is conjugal.
Yes, it's true.
Everyone wants to show others that I am bhakta. But actually, he may not be bhakta. Want to, they propose to be, they pretend to be bhakta. Hare Krishna, wanting money, wanting fame, wanting anything. No heart. But yet, all are doing kirtan and so it becomes. But not careful. Why not careful? Because from heart they were not, so she was not hardly over. And Jnan Vairagya, her two sons, were also old. Now they came to done everything, but could not do anything. Then at once, Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, four were present. Now asked him what to do. Then they suggested that you should do Bhagavat Yajna here. For 7 days, like Parikshit Maharaj, you should make see here of Srimad Bhagavatam for 7 days. And after hearing, because Srimad Bhagavatam has Jnan, Vairagya and Bhakti Bhoga. Srimad Bhagavatam Puran Amalam Jadavaishnavanam Prim Jasmi Jnan Virag Bhakti Kaitan Naivaishnava. It is in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in her bar, Narad Rishi went there, and Sanat Sanandan Sanat Kumar went there, in her kipodi, you know?
No.
Where Shankar used to sit there, and to tell Harikatha there. And Srimad Bhagavata also to goddesses and gods, other gods. So there, Srimad Bhagavata sitting well done, and Sanat Kumar began to speak Srimad Bhagavata. Now was main
Varian
Shruta.
Listener. Audience. Like person listening. He was the main person who was hearing.
And so many rishis and munis, saints and grihasthas that practicing. When he began, at once Srimati Bhakti Devi with his two old sons came there. And when they heard for 7 days, Bhakti became so glorious. And they also became again. And also this by listening to him.
They heard Bhagavad in Haridwar, not in Vrindavan. Why not Vrindavan? Why they did not hear in Vrindavan?
Because at that time there was peace
at
Haridwar. Here always Srimad Bhagavat is going on. None cares for Jnana and Vairagya. Even in Bhagavad it is written, no use of Jnana and Vairagya. Always chant Hari name. Listen Hari Katha, Hari Srimad Bhagavat. Roam, always roaming in Vrindavan, forest, like Sevapunya, Nirvan, Rasasthali, and all other places. Always sitting there, taking dust of these good places on eyes, ears, in heart and pray that Krishna Prem, Gopi Prem should come in our heart. This is the man. So far, Uddhara of all others, it was done in Naimisharanya, it was done in Haridwar, also in where Parikshit Maharaj sat, Ukartala. In Vrindavan, always Krishna Lila is going on. Whole Bhagavat is going on.
Happening. More than hearing.
If one goes in Vrindavan here and there, in Dan Gali, Man Gali, Kunji Gali, Seva Gali, no? His parikrama of whole Vrindavan is done. His sadhan bhajan is done. Everything. Krishna will see that I'll have to give this Krishna. So he follows that path. How to be? Anyhow he will give. As we are hankering for Krishna friend, he is also hankering how to give him. उनको कोई बहाना चाहिए बहाना करके दे अंडरस्टैंड
बहाना मीन्स सम लाइक ट्रिक और सम
ही इज टेकिंग सम ट्रिक हाउ टू डू एनी ही हैज प्लेड एनी ट्रिक टू दिस डिवोटी परहैप्स यू हैव gun in the trap of Krishna. When I saw her in Bombay, I wished heartily That is a very good devotee. And she has served this spiritual master in so many ways. So he should be blessed by love. Anyhow, she come to Vrindavan. And she played any trick. And she became of Vrindavan. More than me. I am here in Kansaraj in Mathura, and she went at you are reading?
Yeah, I took it on that. I have a New York copy if you want to see it. And I can make you a copy if you want it. I think it came from your discussion. You have it. Yeah, so it says that the
Abhisa. How you collected this?
From Bombay.
Who told?
Small
Krishna. He told to collect?
Yeah. So in there it says that the Gayatri Mantra is Abhista Bhav Sambandhi.
Huh?
So Abhista Bhav Sambandhi.
Abhista
Bhav. So we were wondering if you could teach us how to say it or give us more meaning of it to help us say it from the heart, because we say it so dry. It just comes and then it's over and then there's nothing happens.
Now you are thinking that you are dry.
Yeah.
I thought you are not thinking like so?
No, I was always thinking.
Now, why you are now thinking that you are that?
Because I don't have any love when I chant Hare Krishna or Gayatri Mantra.
Gayatri Mantra? Gayatri Mantra will dry your heart.
What do you mean dry it?
It don't do. Ladies don't do. But in our section, in Gauriya Math, from Bhakti Vinod Thakur, from Prabhupada, from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only male person can do that, and all other monks can do it ladies out.
And Prabhupada gave this to everybody, the ladies and the men.
Every month, you should do, because your guru has told you. But trace, something give more trace.
What?
Give more emphasis. Some more emphasis on other men. Guru Gayatri.
Oh,
guru
yeah.
Mantra.
The Gayatri is just the first, but of the others we don't say good either.
She says that she doesn't know how to say any of them.
The whole thing.
You should give more stress on these ones.
Yeah, but that's what I'm asking. Can you help us to say them?
I've given meaning to all. Have you received from Tamal Krishna?
What?
The meaning?
Yes,
meaning.
Well, the translation, that's what I just showed you.
No, mantra.
Yes,
I've given some explanation.
What? Paper?
Have you?
I have something. I'm not. Because you spoke and I wrote something, but not firm. Something.
I just tell something.
Somewhere there.
Yesterday morning, I had no sleep at all.
New
train, and any new place when I go, there is a difficulty that I have no sleep. It becomes hot.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you. I can help you.
Can we come back this evening or tomorrow? Mm-hmm.
Not today.
Okay. When is the next comfortable time for you?
You are here in Vrindavan. You will be for some time. Mm-hmm. Any of your suitable days?
Any
what? Your suitable days.
Tomorrow too early?
Tomorrow early? You want to come?
Hmm? Tomorrow morning? He wants to know if tomorrow is suitable?
After 9.
After 9 tomorrow.
At 10 you can come. I will finish my Harinam and.
Okay. Also,
but not daily. I'll have to do my some services.
Okay. This is California. Also, perhaps if you can, the next time you come, since you're giving me postgraduate studies, I was wanting to get a program from you, how to advance towards the goal in the quickest way.
Be ready. It's a very strong desire.
To hear from you how?
Huh?
A strong desire to hear from you how?
Your spiritual master has given something. You have to increase. He has given seed. Now, what?
Ankur.
Ankur.
Yeah.
And then very green leaves will come. Some flowers will come. You have come from so distant, with so kashta janti?
Trouble, difficulty.
But I cannot give you this time. But I want that. Anyone in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy and his cult who has taken but Saran.
Shelter?
They should know the end, aim and object of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for which he has come. Understand? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come here in this sphere only to give Narkita Charim Chirat Karuneya Avatirana. Have you heard this slok?
Mm.
You?
Mm.
You?
Never actually.
To give this donation to world. What? Unnata Ujjvala Rasan. What is the Unnata Ujjvala
Rasan?
Madhura.
This. How to learn? This. Not a, he has come to give how Yashoda loves Krishna. It has been given before. Huh? And Vallabhacharya and all others have been given. They are given. How Sakha loves to Krishna? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has not come to give this. How Rukmini and Satyabhama loves Krishna? It has been also given in Ramchandra and by Krishna. Krishna has given also. But
mild.
It doesn't fluoride, sir.
উন্নত উজ্জ্বল রসায়ন Sriyam. He has come to give Sri, not Ujjwala Rasa. He has come to test Unnat Ujjwala Rasa, the bhav of Radhika. Understand? This thing cannot be given because it is Mahabhava. So very high thought. But if Sri can be given, what is three? Three means beauty. That is, there is a creeper. No?
Yes.
You know creeper? Creeper is Srimati, Radhika. No? Its beauty is its lips and flowers. You know? When creeper lips and flowers,
move in
air,
the breeze.
What?
They move gently in the breeze, when the breeze
then
comes.
Then we will see that, oh, creeper is so good. But if there is no flower, no leaf, in that,
no beauty.
There is no beauty. We don't want to be Srimati Radhika, the creeper, but we want to be the lips and flowers of the creeper. That is Palyadasi or Srimati Radhika. Not beauty. Understand something? This is a hymn. Now you can go.
Can you give me a reading assignment for tomorrow? Because I read the other things that you told me to read.
Uh-huh.
You told me to read Madhurya Kadambini and the first reading.
Have you read?
Yes.
Madhurya Kadambini?
Yeah.
So, you have went through a whole book? ভণ্ডারা করছে তুমি ভণ্ডারা তুমি করেছ
আমি করবো আপনি করেছেন
what you understand by reading that book? Have you read? You Aditya? You also? Very good book. First primary learning. You can
rest on it.
Huh? Dig me. You can begin from here. Madhur Vikati. And by, not up, not on the top, but from the
end. You also told me to read the first three chapters of Jiva Dharma, which I did. And I wonder if you could give me a reading assignment for tomorrow. See
you are reading?
Yeah, I read the first three chapters.
Three chapters?
That's what you told me to read.
No. Not three chapters, but three.
Third part.
First, 12, it is regarding worldly things. And second, Tattva, 12 chapter. And again, this is a rough chapter.
Third part.
Gradually you should read. It will help you so much. Madhurya Kadambini, Jaiva Dharma. And then if you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavat, that is so much fruitful for you.
this is the book that Sri Tarani lent me of the Jaya Dharma. This is alright.
It's not so good. It's the one that
but
we all use.
Happy.
But the English is very unclear in the third part.
But it will help you.
Something will be there. Also, I have the Chaitanya Sikshamritam, which is a better translation, has some little additional points.
She is very kind to all. She supplies so many things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She has supplied me so many books. Some another day, I will take some rest.